Friday 19th of October, Erev Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Insights into Parshas Lech Lecha.
Well, good morning to everyone. Just would like to say a few points regarding the Parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha. Learn the first Pasuk. Yom HaShem Abraham, Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha, Me'olatecha, Beit Avich, Al-Aretz Asher Eka. Ve'eischa Legoi Gadol, Vavarechcha, Vagabra Shemecha, Ve'yeh Bracha. Hashem said to Abraham to go from his land, from his birthplace, and he will make him into a great nation, he will bless him, he will increase his name, and he will be a blessing. So there's a very interesting Rashi over here, where Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu that he's going to give him three blessings if he goes to Eretz Canaan. I'll make you a great nation. And I will bless you. And I will increase your faith. Why after these three blessings? So Rashi says, because the person who goes on a journey, normally these three points gets reduced. If a person travels, so it causes a person to reduce being together with his wife and to have children. If he's moving around the whole time, he hasn't got the yeshiva da'at to be able to have children. If a person's not settled in one place, he cannot build up a business, he cannot build up a parnasa, he's mema'etet ha'mamon. Mema'etet ha'shem, reduces one's fame. A person doesn't get shakua in one place, so therefore people don't know him. Wherever he goes, he's always a stranger. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu then told him, you go to Eretz Canaan, and these three things which normally get reduced, you will have them. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him, you become a great nation, this is a blessing of pre-arviyah, this is a blessing of children. Stam bracha is referring to mamon, the blessing in parnasa in mamon. Vagabla Shemecha, and a blessing of fame, of the kavod, that his name will become famous. This is a very, very important point Rashi is pointing out. And it's not only something which happened to Abraham Avinu, but as we know, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Abanim, whatever happened to the Avot is a Siman Abanim. And this is the yesod in a person's life. When a person does a mitzvah, a person sometimes thinks, by doing the mitzvah, so he's Moser Nefesh, and he loses by the mitzvah. They hear the Torah telling us that a person who does a mitzvah and he listens to the Ratzon Hashem, he never loses from it. Lech lecha. If a person he goes to do the mitzvah, lech, the alicha was the mitzvah, lecha. Who is the one who benefited from it? Himself. If you note, lech lecha is the same gematria. Yeah? It's exactly the same. That means what a person puts in and invests in doing the mitzvah, exactly the same thing he gets back. Everyone knows Yadua, what Chazal say on the Pasuk, Venatnu. Yeah, when a person gives tzedakah, Venatnu, the same letters you spell forwards, Venatnu is spelled backwards. Whatever you give, you get back. It's not only in tzedakah, but it's in every mitzvah. Whatever a person he does, and the effort, and the expense, and whatever he's losing out by the mitzvah, eventually he will get everything back. And this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu already told Avraham Avinu at the beginning. When Avraham Avinu started out, Kadosh Baruch Hu taught him this lesson. Lech, but for you is a mesirat nefesh. Me'atzecha, me'olatecha, beit avicha, but you're leaving everything behind, you're giving everything up, you're going to lose everything. Lecha, you're going to be the one to gain, you're not going to lose anything from it. And exactly the things which he thought he was giving up, because Bogu said, you're not going to be losing by this. Eventually, you're going to get everything. You find this in other places where people gave things up, they were Moser Nefesh, yet everything they came back to them. For example, Aaron HaKohen, it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't able to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Hine Aaron Achicha Levi, At ani yedati ki yeda be yeda behu, behu yotze likratcha ver'acha v'samach b'libo. Aaron is going to come to meet you, and he's going to see you, and he is going to be rejoiced to hear that you've been appointed to be the leader to take out the Bnei Yisrael, and he'll be your meturgeman. The Medrash says on this pasuk, yeah, can you imagine what Mesir Nefesh Aaron had? Yeah, Aaron, he was the older brother, and he heard just now the news that his younger brother had been appointed to be the leader. He must have felt a little bit upset. Yeah, what about him? Well, he's been passed over. Yeah, but the pasuk says that Aaron, he didn't complain. Aaron never ever complained, and he not only didn't complain, veracha v'samach b'libo, but he had a true simcha. He was mekayim the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was sameach in the simcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So did he lose? Did Aaron lose out from this? The pasuk says, "Hinau nachicha Levi." Why the pasuk stresses away he's a Levi? Now he's a Levi, but he's not going to be a Levi anymore. Bezchut ze Aaron got the greatest gedula, yeah. Kehuna ledorot, not only for himself but his children and grandchildren. What he lost, well, he gave up the kavod in such a nice way. Yeah, he got everything back. He got the kavod of the kehuna ledorot. Veracha b'samach b'libo, the Medrash says, zacha le'urim b'tumim shayim munach al libo. We find by Ruth, that Ruth, she was a bat melachim, and she was willing to give everything up, and she told to Naomi, Bashetelchielech, Bashetalini Alin, and so on and so forth. She was willing to leave everything, all the grandeur, all the greatness that she had in her parents' home, and to leave and to go at Amashaloyadat. And this is, in fact, Boaz told her the famous words, what Boaz said to her, yeah, that we heard the greatness that you've done, that you've left everything behind, and you went El Am Hashem Adat Tzimol Shulshon, that you went to a people that you never knew. Yeah, Yeshalem Hashem Paolecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. Where did Kadosh Baruch Hu pay her back? She went, can you imagine a girl who comes from a family of Ashirim Anim, and she went, and the Pasuk says she didn't even have shoes to wear. It says the Telech Baderech, the Mfashim says they walk on the road, I mean they never had shoes, they're walking on the road itself. And she went like an ani. She went picking the leket and the sheikha and the fields. Ani shibani. Where did she get paid back? It says when Shlomo HaMelech was a king. It says Shlomo HaMelech, he prepared batachin kisel ema malchut. He prepared the chair for the mother of the kingdom. Hazal say, it doesn't say Le'im HaMelech, it doesn't say for the mother of the king, it doesn't say for his mother, Bathsheba, but it says Le'im HaMalchut. She was the mother of the kingdom, mother of the house of King David. This was Ruth. She was alive at the time. She was zochet to see not only David HaMelech being Melech, but she was zochet to see also her great grandson Shlomo, the biggest kingdom. And he prepared a chair and he sat next to her. She was sitting over there. She was zochet to the kabod of Zera David. So what she gave up, the covered melachim that she gave up, yeah, seemingly she was mosa nefesh, she got everything back with a very high dividend. So this is the yisod, the chol atzra kula, what the Torah teaching us at the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha to Avraham Avinu, but it's for every person in his daily life to know when a person does a mitzvah, when he fulfills the ratzon habore, yeah, at the moment now it seems he's giving something up, it seems he's losing out, but eventually everything comes back to the person. I remember Zvi Tauber, he always used to tell us a very famous master which happened in his own family. He says that during the war in his community in Hungary, they were living in Hungary at that time, he says that that his mother used to be the mikveh lady, and the women stopped going to the mikveh because they knew that any time the Germans could come in and there was a war time, and he said, what's the point of bringing children to the world? They said his mother, she brought three children were born in those years, 1940, 1944, three children were born, and then they were all taken. Yeah, and he said that not only was his mother saved, the children were saved. She never lost any of the children. Those three children, because she was Musa Nefesh. And everyone thought that they bring children to the world this time, they're going to lose the children. What's the point? She brought children to the world at that time, and those children survived. Those children, she was zochet to see, and she's still alive, and she was zochet to see descendants, Dorot. So, The mitzvah that a person does, a person gets back, and he's zochet to see the difference in that mitzvah. Further, Rashi brings the second pshat in the pasuk. Davar acher. Ve'eschal goy gadol, zeh she'omrim Elohei Avraham. Ve'avarecha zeh she'omrim Elohei Yitzchak. Ve'agav le'shemecha zeh she'omrim Elohei Yaakov. יכול להיות חותמים בכולם, תמלום הבאיי ברכה, בך חותמים ולא בהם. Rashi says over here that this pasuk is referring to what we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Abraham and he said to him, Ve'escha le'goy gadol, I'm going to make you a great nation, this refers to that, the fact that we say Elohei Abraham. When he says, Vavarecha, I'll bless you, is referring to that fact in which we say Elohei Yitzchak. V'agav l'shemecha, I'll make your name great, is referring to the fact that we say Elohei Yaakov. V'hiyei bracha, but the bracha will only finish with you. V'cha chotmim v'lo b'achim. So what is the connection over here between Elohei Abraham and V'escha l'goy gadol? The Sifrei Chachamim Torah Tumim are both explain the same pshat. They both say the same perush. We don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name miyuchad on a yachid. Only on the Tzibur. It says, Elohei Yisrael, Elohei Ha'Evrim, Elohei Ha'Amim. But we don't find ever it's written in the Torah Elohei Moshe, Elohei Aaron, Elohei Yosef, Elohei, anyone in the Tzadikim. The exceptions are only Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yeah? And this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling to Avraham Avinu. Yeah? Ve'escha le'goy gadol, I'm going to make you like a great nation. Like a nation, that I miyached my name only on the nations, so also you, as an individual, you're going to become like a nation, and I'm going to be miyached my Shem with you. And not only you, v'avarechecha, you're going to have a bracha, but even your son. And not only your son, v'agav l'shemecha, but even your grandson. So it's a very big thing that we don't find anywhere else, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is miyached Shmo on the Avot Kedoshim. V'hiyei bracha, but the chatzim of the bracha is only again Abraham, because Abraham Avinu was the first one to mifasem Shmo Yitzbarach, to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout the world, and therefore Abraham Avinu has got the yichus that the chatzim of the bracha again Abraham and not again Yitzchak v'Yaakov. We find that this bracha has got a very special yichus in the Shmoneh Esrei. Was brought down in the Gemara Masechet Brachot. The Gemara brings down Nusar Shulchan Aruch that Kol HaBrachot Kulan, a person during the Shmoneh Esrei must be mechaven to all the brachot. What does it mean mechaven? He must understand Perush HaMilim. He must understand the Shmoneh Esrei, the brachot that he's saying. Aval im lo kiven yatsa. Even if he didn't, he's just a Shmoneh Esrei. Chutz me'achat, except for one bracha, which is that bracha Avot. Yeah. If he didn't. Let's me'akif. The bracha of Avot, the first bracha, is me'akif. Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, Hamit Palel Sarish Shechaben Bechula Brachot. A person praying Shemoneh Esrei is Mechaben all the Brachot. Ve'im Enu Yachol Lechaben Bekulam, if he's not able to be Mechaben all of them, Lefachot Yechaben Be'avot. At least he should be Mechaben the first Brachot of Birkat Avot. Ve'im Lo Kiven Be'avot. And if he was not Mechaben in Avot, Avot Pishe Kiven Bechol Asha'a, if he was Mechaben all the other Brachot of Shemoneh Esrei, Yachzol Ve'it Palel Esrei, go back and Pishe Shemoneh Esrei. The yichus of the first bracha, how important it is, if a person missed out the kavon in the first bracha, tzarich lachzor kol Shmoneh Esrei. The Ramah says already, nowadays we don't do this. It's brought down from the Tur. Ve'aidna, ein chozrim b'shvil chitzon kavana, she'ab b'chazara karobu shelo yichaben, im kein lama yachzor. Not because the halacha is, he's yotze the Shmoneh Esrei. The Ramah is not cholek on the mechaber. He's not yotze the Shmoneh Esrei. But, what's the point of repeating? Because very likely, he won't be mechaber the second time round as well. So, if a person is not mechaven in the whole Shemoneh Esrei, it doesn't matter. He can even daven. Even lechatchila, he knows he's not going to be able to mechaven. He doesn't know Pirush HaMilim in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. He can still go and daven. But the avot, if he doesn't mechaven, if he doesn't think pirsha minim, he's saying avot, he's davening the Hoshman Esra, m'ikah din, has to be chozer the Hoshman Esra. Listen to the words of the Chayodim, what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Haste, says the Mishnah Berurah, shev the Chayodim. If a person, he said, and without kavana, and he start and he said, "Melech Ozer Moshe Magen." He didn't have kavana. Huh? He should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei because he hasn't been chotem yet the bracha. And the Mishmur says even more than this. Mishmur asks the kasha. He says, "Okay, fair enough. The he cannot go back because who says the second time round he's going to have kavana? But how can he go forward?" If he's not Yotzeh the Shemoneh Esrei, that means halacha is that without kavanah and avot, he's not Yotzeh Shemoneh Esrei. So how can he carry on? How can he carry on after Gibor? The Shemoneh Esrei is not valid. So all the brachot he's going to say after is bracha lebatala. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what we should do? Mishnah Berurah says he should wait where he is, hold where he is, don't daven the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei, wait for the Chazara, and then mechavan to the Chazara of the Chazan. Imagine. A person just finished Magen Abraham and he's got the whole Shemoneh Esrei, everyone's davening quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, he's got to wait 5 minutes, everyone finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, wait till the Chazan starts the Chazara, be Mechaven the Chazara, and then he can daven the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah? Because the halacha is that the person of Mechaven Avot is Esrei. Why? What's the yichus of the Bracha Avot? Why is that so important? So the Mepharshim first will explain, we see the importance of the Bracha of Avot in many ways. It's the only Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei which starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. All the Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is Bracha Asmuch Lechaveta. Meaning, they all start, Atah Gibor, Atah Kadosh, Atah Chonen, Refa'enu, Barcheinu, all the Brachot start with Baruch, they end with Baruch. The only Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei starts with Baruch, ends with Baruch, is Bracha Avot. That's number one. Number two, how many Shemot we have in this bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Velokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, Hakel Gadol Gibor. How many Shemot we have in this bracha? We don't find any other bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Thirdly, there's halacha that somech geula letefillah. A person to be somech, Gaali says tefillah. The only bracha that is actually somech geula letefillah is Birkat Avot. So we see how important this bracha is. What is the reason for this? What is the reason why this bracha is so important? The way I understand it, when we go to Shemoneh Esrei and we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us this and that and the other, a person can see this davening in his own merit. And when we start the Shemoneh Esrei, it's me'akev that kavana. If a person thinks he's davening in his own merit, that Shemoneh Esrei is not Shemoneh Esrei. He's going to think, I'm davening b'zchud avot, b'chazdei avot rishonim, anachnu b'tuchim. Zocher chazdei avot, u'mevi go'el ibnei b'nehem. That kavana is ma'akim Shemoneh Esrei. That means the person when he's davening in Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to think, before he starts the Shemoneh Esrei, that I've got no zichuyot. On my merits, I don't have anything for which to ask. But, I've got my father's. I've got the Avot HaKadoshim, I've got their merits, Zechud Avot, we've got Zechud Avot, and on this we asking, on this we doubling, and that Kavana is Ma'akim Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the Yichus and that's the importance of Birkat Avot, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, I'm not going to be Miyached my name on any other tzaddik except Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Further, ויקח אברהם את שרה אשתו ואת לו בן אחיו ואת כל רכושם אשר רכשו ואת הנפש שעשו בחרן ויצאו ללכת לארץ הכנען ויבואו לארץ הכנען. Abraham took his wife Sarai, Lot his nephew, all the properties and all the goods that he had, all the cattle, all the life, all the kalim, all the furniture, whatever he had, all his possessions which he had, Bet HaNefesh she'asu b'Charan, and the souls which he made in Charan, and they went out to Eretz Canaan. They came to Eretz Canaan. And here, what does it mean? The souls which they made in Charan. Yeah, Rashi brings down two perushim. Apipshat, the souls which they made in Charan is referring to this, the slaves, the servants. But Rashi says It doesn't say it's an nefesh kanu becharan, asher asu becharan. That is a remez over here to the nefoshes of the people that Avraham Avinu was machnis tachat kanfei hashechina. And the Unklus also in the Targum says v'yat nafshata b'sha'abidu le'oraita becharan. The nefoshes which Avraham Avinu was mishabit to the Torah. And the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel says, "V'yad nafshata digayu becharam." They converted in Haram. This is Beit HaNefesh Asu becharam. So, first of all, I had a little bit of a question. According to any pshat over here, I haven't got an answer. Maybe it's called a tzibur. We can find an answer. That we find that when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "We won't stay on the other side of the Yarden. We've got mikne rav." So they were going to stay on the other side of the Yarden. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Gidzot son nivlel lemekneinu ve'arim letapeinu." They put the son before their children. Moshe Rabbeinu shouted at them, "Said, hey, tochen, you're worried about your panosa, you're worried about your money before your children." Moshe Rabbeinu told them to say the other way around, and then the pasuk says, when they asked the second time around, they put their children before them. How can it be a tochen over here in the pasuk when Avraham Avinu is taking his mishpocha? The pasuk says, "Veikach Avraham et Sarai ishto, ve'et Lot ben Achiv, ve'kol rechusham asher achashu, ve'et hanefesh asu becharan." Why is the nefesh asher asu becharan put right at the end after the rechush? Avraham Avinu himself said to the king of Sodom, "Ten mi hanefesh v'rechush tachla. Give me the soul, give me the people, and you can take the money." Avraham Avinu is worried about the people. Yeah? And yet here, when Avraham Avinu is going, seemingly, whether we learn it's the servants, whether we learn it's the Gaelim, that Avraham Avinu was Megayah, they come right to the end. Why do they come right to the end? Why do they come after the Ruchosh? Haven't I got a proper clue answer to that kasha? I think there's a Shikle Or on the Pasuk. I looked around a little bit in the Mitzvashim, trying to find anyone who's Messiah over here somewhere. I thought maybe, could be, we don't find what happened to these Gaelim. What happened to all these Gaelim? And here the pasuk is maybe trying to be meramis to us. They were not mekayim. Yeah, we don't find it. If Avraham Avinu was megayah so many people, it says Beit HaNefesh Asu Becharan. Yeah, and we know that the pasuk says later on that Avraham Avinu that he was mal at Yelida Beitos Shlosh Me'od V'Shmona Asar. 318 Yelida Beitos. There should have been thousands and thousands of mishpochas which came close to Klal Yisrael, but we don't find them. What happened to them? They only find they didn't remain. They didn't remain after Avraham Avinu passed away and Yitzchak passed away. They didn't remain. Yeah. So maybe here the pasuk is giving us here a remez. It puts the nefesh asu asu becharan that they didn't come, they didn't remain. That's why it puts him right at the very end of the pasuk. They didn't last. I can't imagine Avraham being given the priority. No. So it could be the pasuk puts the okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but he took Sarai, he took Lot, yeah. So and he's also now taking all the his wider mishpocha.
He wanted to take, but he didn't come.
They came, but
any servants.
Why servants come after the behemoth? Yeah, but why should they come after? They like metaltim, but they're more chosh than metaltim. So Baikah Abraham says to Beit HaNefesh, let's take on the referring to the game. Beit HaNefesh says to the Haram. Here I think the pasuk is telling us why, what, in what merit, because Baruch Hu now is meyachid shmo al Avraham Avinu. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu choose Avraham Avinu? Why Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu? Why is it lech lecha? So we think Avraham Avinu was great because what he did in Eretz Canaan. The pasuk is telling us Avraham Avinu was already Avraham Avinu before. Beit HaNefesh she'asu becharan. Avraham Avinu was not Avraham Avinu what he did in Eretz Canaan. Yeah, he was zocher to come to the dibur of Lech Lecha, because Bogu told him, "Go out now from Haran and go to Eretz Canaan. I'm going to give you the land of Canaan." He was zocher for what he did in Haran. But I'm never sure to be Haran that he was the guy. He brought people to Kanta Shechina. But here I think there's another nekuda. nowadays there's many people who try to make Balei Teshuva. Yeah? But I always say, they try to make Balei Teshuva, but sometimes they ruin families. Because if you make the husband a Baal Teshuva and not the wife, you ruin that family. Or vice versa. Yeah? Here the Pasuk says a very important thing. They both made. Don't say Ashi Asa. Not only Avraham Avinu. Rashi says, Avraham Megayet HaNashim, Sarah Megayet HaNashim. It's got to work both. If you want to bring people to Kamsa Ashkhina, you cannot just work with the men or just work with the ladies. You've got to work with both. And preferably, a pair with a pair. Yeah? Because a woman gets Hashpah from a woman. Yeah? She understands her. She can explain to her things which a man doesn't understand where she's coming from. And so on and so forth. So therefore here the Pasuk, when it's Madgish, Avraham Avinu, he brought people to Kamsa Ashkhina, we would say Avraham Avinu. Yeah? But it wasn't only Avraham Avinu who was involved in this skilled organization. It was very much Sarai Meinu as well. And therefore the Pasuk says, Bet HaNefesh Asher Asu Becharam, which they made, referring to both Avraham and Sarah. It's a very, very important Nekuda for Islam just in... And we see how important this Indian is, that a person should see to try and bring people to Kamsa Ashkhina, because the whole Ichus of Avraham Avinu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, Lech Lecha. Yeah? We find Avraham Avinu because he tried to bring people to Kamsa Ashkhina. And everyone's got a duty to see, to try and be mashpia on others, yeah? To try and bring them to Kamsa Ashkhina. This is the middle of Avraham Avinu that everyone has to see to try and emulate. Okay, stop.